This is a small tribute to Hurry Up. It's from Simon Reynolds' Rip It Up and Start Again, post-punk, 1978 to 1984. The Slits were a feral girl gang. Aged just 15 in 1977, singer Hurry Up recalls being wild and crazy, like an animal let loose, but an innocent little girl with it too. From her striking image, tangled dreadlocks, knickers worn on the outside of her clothes, to her seemingly pre-social antics, Ari inspired fear and fascination in equal measure. On one infamous occasion, she urinated on stage. "It wasn't to shock anyone," she insists. "I needed to pee. There wasn't a toilet near, so I pissed on stage. On the side, but everyone in the audience saw it. I just didn't care." Ari's background was German and wealthy, but her heiress mother Nora was a bohemian and rock scenester. The family home served as open house for all kinds of stars, from Yes singer John Anderson to Joe Strummer. The Slits guitarist Viv Albertine also came from a genteel background and went to art school, where she met the Clash's Mick Jones. Blonde, charismatic, and trailing a host of male punk admirers, Albertine shared a squat with Keith Levine and played in a short-lived band with him and Sid Vicious called Flowers of Romance. Balefully dark-haired and laconic, bassist Tessa Pollitt came from another all-girl punk group who trumped the Slits with a name, The Castrators, worthy of radical feminist Valerie Solanas, founder of the Society for Cutting Up Men.